Well, it's difficult to say that they don't fully support. What happens is that countries in many places are facing an uneven battle, if you say, because the work on the code implementation relies mainly in the Ministry of Health, and the Ministry of Health doesn't have a lot of resources in many countries to do enforcement, to have different activities for passing the law. It requires a lot of activities that have some cost. And then in the monitoring, they do need an independent body that will be doing the monitoring and will be reporting on that. All that requires funds, and many times they don't have enough. While the industry many times has, well, we consider almost an unlimited amount of money.
Women who are new mothers, we all know that, you know, they're quite overwhelmed with this new life-changing experience, a new baby. Of course, the code seeks to, I guess, benefit mothers and their babies. Why is it so necessary to have the code in place?
Well, the thing is that, especially if you link this with this World Breastfeeding Week that's supporting breastfeeding close to mothers, it is that part of the support is to help mothers to protect them of having too much information in terms of breast milk substitutes that many times is not information that's correct. For instance, the mothers may feel that it is the same thing to give up infant formula that to breastfeed. Or they may even find that, we have seen that in some countries like Philippines, that a formula is better than the breast milk. So that is why it's important to protect the mother of that influence. Then there are other measures that have to be taken in support. I mean, because the code implementation by itself is not going to make the whole difference. Other measures have to be taken. You do have to also to have counseling of the mothers. You also have to have appropriate protection in the health facilities. And you also have to have, for instance, support and protection in the working places. But the implementation of the code is one of the key elements that will help having the mothers more possibility of success in terms of breastfeeding.
Thank you very much, Dr. Casanovas. And finally, as you and I both pointed out, we're getting ready to start World Breastfeeding Week. That's the 1st through the 7th of August. And if you could just kindly remind us why breastfeeding is so important and what WHO's research tells us about how valuable breastfeeding is.
Well, breastfeeding is important because it supports healthy growth and development. And we have information that breastfed children have less risk of dying and less risk of having the common illnesses that we have during childhood and infancy. We also have that breastfeeding subs have some protection for the mothers. Mothers that are breastfeeding, that's something that is very important for some women, can recover the weight pre-pregnancy faster. Then they have less risk of some types of cancer, and in the immediately after delivery, they have less risk of postpartum bleeding, hemorrhage. Also, there are some long-term benefits for the child, including the less risk of overweight obesity, that it's becoming more and more important in our society, and also reduced risk of diabetes. And children and adults that have been breastfed are showing better intelligence tests.